gentlemen, boys, and motherfuckers. Yo, what?
My man's got the Oculus Rift.
Yo, this dude got VR goggles on. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another episode of the Let's Keep It A Buck podcast, episode 56. I ain't even going to try with the NBA players this game. This game. Well, you know.
I got you.
You know, this is a business. This is a game. Anyways, another episode, episode 56. I got my co-host with me today, Damo D'Amelio. Say what's up to the chat.
Did you fucking call me Damo D'Amelio? My mic wasn't even on my ears, and I felt like you called me Damo D'Amelio.
It doesn't matter.
Yo, how you?
No, he did.
How you doing, Damo?
I'm good, man. Just out here living, chilling, killing. Your mom ever been like snap back at it again like we never left?
Sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts, I'm saying.
Why Dunkin' Donuts?
Yeah, that's Charlie's like main sponsor. Like, she has a drink. Like, you can literally go to a Dunkin' Donuts and order.
You can order
a
D'Amelio?
A Charlie.
Yo, shout out Dunkin' Donuts.
Yo,
we gotta get
a D'Amelio Grande.
I go lie. When it came out,
that's
had
Starbucks.
I had it. And
How was it?
It's kind of mid. Not gonna lie.
Kind of mid.
Why?
I don't like caramel drinks, bro.
What was it?
I don't even know. But anyways, MAGA Justin is back. Say what's up to the chat.
What's cracking, boys? I'm just trying to find a player who wore number 56. But honestly, I can't. Yo, I can't. Bro, even the internet don't know.
Maybe no one
this
has.
This is crazy.
Maybe no one has. But shout out to Spotify. Shout out to iTunes. Leave us a 5-star on iTunes. Shout out to our one patron. What's up, yo?
The homie.
How you doing, the homie?
Yeah.
What's good, homie?
shout out to YouTube Clips people, and shout out to Twitch as well. We got the Twitch chat live right now. Cardiac, Air Liege, Jaybird. Y'all know the vibes, you know what I'm saying? Pizza, bagels, the usual crew. Shout out to Locker Room as well. I'm saying we be on there 24/7, like not even on some promo shit. We're just on there. We are just on there. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't gonna lie to you, for an ungodly amount of time at this point now. It's like
that's
for
a fact.
A bunch of conversations too. Yeah. Conversations get real in the locker room now.
Like there's like we just hop into rooms and it's like, oh, yo, that's Cam. What's good, Cam? How you,
that's Cam.
How you been today? You know what I'm saying? Like it's that type of shit. So shout out Locker Room real quick. I got an announcement for everyone actually. I'm a Laker fan now.
What?
He's a Laker fan.
Justin, you did it.
Exclusive?
Yeah, that's a part of hey.
All right. No, exclusive Laker fan?
It's a short-term deal.
Wait, hold on.
All right.
Welcome.
You've been knighted.
I've been a Laker fan all along, actually.
Undercover Laker fan.
The truth is, you always were.
Shout out LeBron. You know what I'm saying? That's best player on my team. You know what I'm saying?
My team. Hey, you can say we now.
Yo, we're the reigning champions. Yo.
You can't blame the Celtics now.
Yo, that got a good ring to it, bro. Hey. We're the reigning champions, yo.
Enough.
You should have came out with a Laker beanie, bro. You should have came out with a Laker beanie, bro.
Justin, it's too late. You should have been there when we got AD, bro. I mean,
I was there. Yo, I was in the same team you were. Celtics.
Streets was going crazy when we got AD, bro.
Not your streets. Not your
streets, bro. At Laker Nation. Yo, Laker Nation.
You're way too late. It's too late.
I'm saying, hey, I've always said I've been the fan of the team with 17 championships, and last time I checked, that is the Los Angeles Lakers.
Oh, you've always said that?
Yeah.
They haven't had 17 championships for too long, Chief.
Google it right now.
How long has it been? Six months?
you see him changing his non-existent watch?
Always.
Look, man, I'm just saying.
Day one.
Shout out Kobe Kuzma. Shout out Rob Pelinka, Frank Vogel, the crew.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit. It feels good to say that. You know what I'm saying? It feels good.
I hope the Lakers lose now.
Yo, Dom, how are you? Jeez, the hate. Dom,
just like that. Just like
how's
that.
How's our team doing, bro? How's our team doing?
Hey, man, you know, we over here low managing Bron and AD.
Right.
Shout out
James Worthy. You know what I'm saying? Shout out James Worthy, Eddie Jones from back in the day. I'm an OG, you know what I'm saying? Yo, Justin, how you been, bro? How you been since the last pod?
I've had enough. This is blasphemy. This shit. How has no one called them out in the chat? Guys, you can't let this kind of stuff happen.
Bro, they've been calling him out. Have you not been reading chat? They on his ass.
I can't. I don't know how to read, but.
Oh.
But everyone call him out. This is blasphemy. This shouldn't be allowed. You are banned from Boston. I hope you're never allowed to celebrate a Boston win again.
Good thing Boston will never win.
Yeah,
again.
Good thing we're not winning.
they definitely not winning tonight.
I have nothing to celebrate. So
not yet.
Unlike on the other side. You know what I'm saying.
Hey. Whoa, you can't claim that last dub. You can't claim the last chip. We're on the same page here.
The vibe is just kind of different when he's on your team. You know what I'm saying?
It's like, ugh. This is kind of clear.
It is different. It is different when he's on
it's
your team.
It's kind of weird. It's like, ugh.
It's crazy.
I have the goat on my team.
My roommate is a diehard Rockets fan. You should have seen the way he switched up on Russ and Harden when they lost. Bro, he switched. Oh, my God. This man is crazy.
That's tough.
It does matter. If he's on your team, it matters. It changes your whole view on any player.
Luckily, he is.
Luckily. I'm so LeBron fan.
Yo, Celtic fan. How you been, bro?
I cannot be the biggest Celtic fan. It's
the only Celtic fan on the panel right now.
Yeah, I'm about to say.
It feels
if you're the only one, then you have to be the biggest Celtics fan.
Because when I started out being a... Like, I never really... Like... My dad raised me a Cavs fan, and it just kind of so happened that all my homies were Celtics fans because that's where I lived, but it was like a transition period, so it just feels wrong being the number one Celtics fan.
Hey, we got
and
some. We got some more spots over here. I'm just...
You... It's too late.
Oh,
I'm a LeBron fan since day one, and I don't want to hear it. I've been a LeBron fan since before your time.
Sheesh.
I've been a LeBron fan since before my own time.
What year is that? Back 04. When Craig Elo and the boys was on the team?
Crazy. 04. It's been a minute.
LeBron's rookie year.
Yeah. Wait, no. I thought that was 03.
He got drafted 03. His first season was 03-04.
So that's technically
the 04 season.
You know what?
Sheesh.
I'll claim it. Sheesh. An OG.
Shit. Yeah. But how you been, bro?
I've actually had a great week so far.
Okay. All my mid left.
Okay. It's just me and you here.
All right. Don's back. Go ahead. How's your week been again?
Hold up.
Don, let me get this right.
No, you good,
bro? Did it turn?
It's just so entertaining.
It didn't turn.
Yo, this is so whack.
You got auto rotate on?
Yo, you're hitting your lock.
It should be on. Hold on. It shouldn't be on.
Where's you on Twitter? On. I know Twitter.
Don trying to optimize for TikTok, bro. Crazy.
Oh my god, bro.
Look at Damo D'Amelio. Anyways, what's horizontal video?
Damo.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
There it is.
Horizontal Damo.
Okay.
Damn, I miss my Laker brother, man. Crazy.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's been weird out here without you.
Crazy, man.
I'm sorry.
Who's the bigger Laker fan?
Oh, Dom.
Me, of course. What do you mean? Ambassador.
What do you mean?
I get the emails. What do you mean?
Yeah, he on the email list.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I just heard about them.
Amen.
Heard about them through the grapevine. I heard of the Lakers.
Through the grapevine.
You know about them?
Yeah. I heard they're winners over there, but
how's your week been, Dom?
Nothing but greatness. Been a pretty good week, man. Just been maxing, relaxing, chilling. Waiting for Bron and AD to get healthy so he can win this championship.
Yeah, number 18, right? Right?
Number big 18.
Big 18, you know what I'm saying?
Year 18.
Hey, feels good. I'm saying once we beat everyone in the playoffs and big boy Bron holding that number 5, you know what I'm saying?
Big Daddy Bron.
Big Daddy Bron.
J Daddy, you know?
J Daddy.
Whoa. 30 minutes ago, I was J Daddy. Check the group. Why you switch up?
For the people listening on the pod, on Spotify, iTunes, we had 3 minutes left before like 9:30, which is when we start recording. So I wrote the group chat, and just subconsciously, I typed in, yo, J Daddy, where you at?
Oh, man.
It's your boy, J Daddy, you know?
Holy shit.
I've been here. Bro.
He felt offended we gave the name to LeBron so fast. 30 minutes
ago, I was J Daddy. Y'all switched up on me like it was nothing.
That's crazy. Speaking of switching.
Whoa.
Draymond Green. Deadline. Okay. Oh. I think about, switching on. switching on defense.
I was thinking switching teams because trade.
Okay. I see.
Justin tried to be his own personal freaking trade alarm.
Do you remember the summer when we used to watch Tory Lanez IG Live? And you'd be like, quarantine. Yo,
that was last summer, bro.
I was trying to do that.
Bro, it would be three of us. Me, Justin, and Tim sitting on a couch, bro, just watching girls twerk on Tory Lanez's Instagram. We would go crazy. There was one night my girl was there too.
She was watching with us.
Yeah, she was watching with us. I was like, oh my God, Tori's on.
She was intrigued.
Quarantine.
Get down, space.
I was in there, bro. Trust me. I was watching too.
Yeah, everybody. The whole world was on watch.
The whole world was watching, bro.
He broke the record from Instagram Live.
Bro, I kid you not. He would have like 150,000 regular. On these,
it was crazy. Yeah, if the Megan shit hadn't went down, do you think he'd still be popping like that?
Bro, I kid you not. If the Megan shit didn't went down, Tory Lanez was on pace to be like where Lil Baby is right now. Like he was on that trajectory of like how much respect he was getting from the music he was putting out.
Especially with New Toronto 3, that shit was hot. That shit was hot. He had at least three bangers on there. That
Tory was on well known, and I'm gonna be honest, he's my favorite artist until that.
Yeah. I don't even know what ever happened with that. Did that ever go to trial?
I think it's still a case right now.
Like,
even that, I just feel like
it's just so weird.
Like, since then, like not even talking about the case and shit, I feel like his music has.
I haven't even listened.
There's
to
been
it.
Like subliminal messages and shit. Like I want him to get back into like R&B Tory. You know the Tory I listen to. But slowly getting there. Slowly getting there.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see. But speaking of switching, Draymond Green has been on the Bleacher Reports of the world, causing commotion because he believes he is the greatest defender of all time. Let me get my gunshots in. It's been a minute. So Draymond Green believes he is the greatest defender of all time. True or false? True or false? Chat, Dom, Justin?
Cap.
Yeah, it's Cap.
That's Cap. Andre, his own teammates are better defender than him.
Okay. No, I'm not saying all that.
Andre Iguodala.
Dom, these Celtics fans, am I right?
Crazy.
These Celtics fans, man. It's wild.
Iguodala. At least in the playoffs.
That's the first person you say is Iguodala.
No, just for the fact that not only is he... Not only is he not the best defender in the league, he wasn't even been the best defender on his own team.
How? Yeah, when he won Defensive Player of the Year? What the fuck?
Clay's not a better defender than him.
I didn't say Clay. That was Bezos.
Iggy's not a better defender.
No, I'm just saying, if you're going to name another player who might be a better defender than Draymond, how the fuck are you going to go to Iggy for it? All right. Iggy.
Stop.
All right, well,
you talking about before Finals MVP? Iguodala? Like that?
He owned that. That is the Who Guarded LeBron Award, bro. Shout out Locker Room. All right. That's the Who Guarded LeBron Award.
All right, anyways, all right, yeah. But regardless of the trolls, he's still not, like, he's still not the best.
Yeah, bro, I'm about to say names like... I could say like Dwight. Honestly, Dwight Howard was a better defender in his heyday.
Okay, so I guess there's two questions though. I feel like there's two questions. Number one, what do y'all feel about that claim, true or false? And two, what do y'all feel about Draymond feeling that way about himself? Because I feel like that's another discussion.
All right, that's two different questions.
Oh,
that's what I'm saying.
All right, that's two total different opinions on that one.
I think Dom wants to go in. Yeah.
I'm not gonna go in. It's false. The statement is false, but the confidence, I mean, he's Draymond. He's shown he's always had the type of confidence, and he should. I mean, look what he's done to the game of basketball. Look what he's done for the game of basketball in terms of small ball lineups being effective and winning lineups when just 10 years ago that wasn't the case, really. You wasn't seen to win with a small ball lineup like that. Like, you needed centers. Yeah. Curry's a big reason, but Draymond's also a big reason why teams were shying away from centers. So, I mean, the confidence, I love it, but the claim, obviously false.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think you get to the heights. I feel like a lot of these players, once you get to that all-star level, all-NBA height, I don't think you get to that point without thinking you're the best at what you do. Like, no way. These guys are too competitive, and obviously they're competing to be the best. So, I just find it hard to believe that you would ask someone and be like, nah, he's better than me. He's better than me. Obviously, like, sometimes it's clear. Like, when you're fucking John Collins and someone asks you, like, is LeBron better than you? I mean, yes. The answer is yes. You know what I'm saying?
You can be confident in yourself to an extent.
That's what I'm saying. You know? Yeah, there's levels to it, but that's again, I don't think you get to that level without any sort of confidence in your abilities. So I don't have a problem with
Draymond Green is definitely a very top tier defender in the league. So I think
in history
he has every right to boast and say I don't agree, but I feel like he's earned the right to say I'm a top defender.
He's earned that right to say it. Definitely,
I don't think he's the best. I also have not watched the league for as long as both of you, so I'm sure you.
Yeah, I was there in the 60s, I'm saying.
I feel like Dennis Rodman's better, but to be fair, that's like 50% just from watching The Last Dance.
Jesus Christ.
So I'm a little biased.
Last Dance.
Which is literally a doc about the last year. Dennis Rodman was
Tell me he didn't absolutely bang in the highlights he had. Like, bro, he was...
Oh, my God.
He was laying all the way out, bro. Come on.
Justin. Literally every player... I'm going to say literally every player in the NBA bangs in their highlights. Bro, their highlights.
That's what I'm saying. My opinion's invalid. So I want to hear what you guys have to say.
I feel like players like Bill Russell are better all-time defensively. Hakeem's better all-time defensively. Tim Duncan's better all-time defensively. I would say KG, in his prime, would give you a lot of what Draymond is doing defensively and then some because of his rim protection. I guess the better question is he the best defender? Or let's say top two, three defender in the last 15 years. So that's from 05, 06, around there till now. Is he a top three defender in that time span? And the answer to that may be closer to a yes than a no to me. I might be proven wrong this pod, but again, I don't have numbers. Years. Yeah, I don't have players off the top of my head right now. But off the top of my head,
numbers is hard to do with defense too.
Yeah, that as well. We're thinking Rudy Gobert. We're thinking Dwight Howard. LeBron.
I was just about to say LeBron.
That's fair.
LeBron.
Especially with the offense he puts up, like,
is Kawhi
fair? If he put up the offense Draymond put up, his defense would be clearly better.
Yeah, that's true as well. Kawhi, KG want to depoy in this time span. Tim Duncan was obviously still good, but his like defensive peak was more so in the early 2000s. Honestly,
Tony Allen. Tony Allen was a better defender.
Yeah, so I feel like in the last 15 years. Last 15 years. So from 05, 06 till now, is Draymond a top
three defender? Oh, yeah, Tony Allen. Top three defender? No.
Yeah, top three. No?
No.
At his peak or like... Are you saying like at his peak
Everyone's peak is Draymond a top three defender.
Top three, no. Top five.
Definitely invalid argument. I'd say you could make a strong argument.
So top three, who would your top three be?
My top three, personally, if we're talking from 05 on, you can still say Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan still fits the mold up there. KG, I still would say, was better from that time frame on. I say Tony Allen, and you can say Kawhi and Dwight. So how many did I name just now?
Four? I can give you Tim Duncan and KG, but Dwight and Tony Allen, I think is more debatable between Allen and
Kawhi.
Still debatable.
Kawhi's still debatable? But who are you giving the nod to?
Draymond, honestly.
You giving the nod to Draymond? That's why you're saying it's debatable. Okay.
Yeah.
debatable means he disagrees.
Bruce Bowen?
I would still give the nod to Draymond.
Big Draymond fan over here.
I would still give the nod to Draymond, bro. It's just, dude, his ability to switch on defense and guard.
Golden State fan now? Yo, you're ben switching Wallace. Up like that? You just went from the Lakers to Golden State?
Ben Wallace. Again, I feel like his defensive prime was in the early 2000s.
Before 05.
05, 06, and on, I would still take prime Draymond.
Prime Draymond. Ball-kicking Draymond.
Prime Draymond. Also, defensive communication as well. Like, I feel like that's a big part that...
Also, he's just Chris a nuisance. Paul? Regardless of how good he's playing, he's a nuisance, bro.
No, Chris Paul.
Chris Paul's a great defender for his position. Position for his size, he's great. But
compared to Draymond, I feel like, especially like one on one, Draymond would just...
Kobe?
Nah.
Kobe?
No Kobe.
Chat said anyone that we forgot.
Yeah, I'm saying is. Is Chat? Come on, guys. Chat ain't really bringing the heat.
DeAndre
right now.
Jordan.
Yeah, Chat said DeAndre Jordan. I'm not looking at Chat.
DeAndre Jordan.
Chat's talking about DeAndre Jordan. Yo, I can come up with shit better than Chat. Fuck that.
Since I'm the only Celtics fans, I got to represent Tice.
Tice. This is right here.
Drew Holiday has a good case.
Especially recently.
Why? Drew Holiday over peak Draymond? Yo.
I mean, Kevin Durant said he's better, so.
Yeah, KD. But we don't like it.
And I'm going to go. And all I'm saying is if the best score of a generation gives you the stamp, you got the stamp.
All right, let's see. Well, to me. To me, Draymond is a top three defender in the last 15, 16 years.
It's fair.
He's got the credit. Respect to Draymond.
He has the resume.
Top six at least, I would say. Top six at least.
Definitely. Without a doubt, he could be top five.
Okay. I mean.
So.
Yeah.
So we're arguing just hairs at that fucking point. Play it. Yeah.
We're just on semantics. Yeah. Semantics right now. Come on.
Semantics.
Manager semantics, man.
Yes, number sir. Three, number
Jibber,
five.
Jibber said Giannis, and honestly, I was thinking about Giannis. But
no Giannis? Oh, yeah. Hakeem ain't playing.
He hasn't had the chance to put his defense on display.
They do play defense in similar ways because Giannis is more of a help defender than a lockdown defender. But I don't know. I'd still take Draymond over Giannis.
I think just Draymond's – just the fact that Draymond's been in so many finals – and just so deep in so many playoff runs, he's had the chance to put his defense on display on like a lot of these players, just like boost it so much more. Because you know he can be so defensive in high stakes as well, which is, I mean, you can see a lot of players in the regular season. If they can't do it in the playoffs, there's no credit. So with Draymond, we know he can in the high stakes he can come through with defense. Yeah. So
clamp up LeBron.
That's major to his credit. What do you say?
Nothing. Laker fan.
Laker talk. Okay. Laker,
you wouldn't get it.
You wouldn't get it. You wouldn't get it.
Under 500. What is that? What is that?
I don't know what having a loser record looks like. I don't know.
Especially the last 2 years.
Sheesh. This guy over here.
Crazy. I mean, okay, so that's.
If you don't know what a losing record looks like, you haven't been a Laker fan for too long.
Guess I haven't, but I am now. So I don't.
I guess I haven't, but I am.
Yeah,
now.
You grew up in New England, bro. You've been pampered. We haven't seen a losing record in a minute.
Look, man, I'm also Filipino, and you, bro. If you know Filipinos, the motherfuckers are Laker fans to the death.
I don't know.
That's like our default team just because of Kobe, honestly, and like that era. Yeah, like they love the Kobe era, and
they.
Yeah, the Filipinos.
We? You mean we?
He said we.
You can't be talking about your own people with they.
Okay, fine. We love that. We love that fucking Kobe era.
Yes, sir.
And then the Golden State era.
Maggie Justice saying represent your people.
Come on.
Be proud.
I am proud. Shout out Rice.
Relax.
Bro, we make some great rice. What the fuck?
Oh, that's the killer joke. That makes it two races. Oh, nah, we're talking about the rice. Nah. Gotta stop now.
That's where I draw the line. I do love rice. Oh, man.
Right.
Who doesn't?
Something else.
Justin having a little flashback right now, bro. He said, yo, that's what the fuck I said. Something else. Yeah.
Yeah,
what you trying to get into, Justin?
What kind of rice you getting into, Justin?
I'm getting into fried rice. What you trying to get into?
Get into that fried rice.
Hey, yo. Oh, thank God I remember, bro. We were in TSO's room, and I brought up this question. Dom, were you in there when I asked this question? Hello, Dom. Were you in there?
Hello.
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Wait, when you brought my phone, I got a phone call. What happened?
Were you in there when I was in TSO's room and I asked the room a question that got people talking?
I don't think so.
All right. Well,
what's this?
Justin, what is the minimum amount you would suck dick for? What is the minimum amount?
No, I was not in there for that question. I was not in there for that. No.
Hey, let's have this discussion on a slow.
Wednesday night. You got to be more specific. What are we talking about here?
The question is, what is the lowest amount?
Are we talking start to finish, or are we talking
start to finish? No.
Okay. I was just.
That's what I'm going to leave. You start to
finish? Listen, because I honestly would prefer to leave. So if that's acceptable, like.
No, you have to. You're going to sign a contract.
You got to put it in your mouth.
It's going to be on a contract. Paid through PayPal.
Also depends on who it is.
Start to finish. These are the terms of the contract. What is the
minimum? And who knows?
You would sign that contract for.
Is this public knowledge once it's done?
No.
He said if people know it's going to be
just between us two.
I mean, you're going to have to live with it.
A billion dollars.
That is the minimum.
I want to be on the board.
That is the minimum.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I honestly don't know if I'd be.
Oh, you're talking about the price.
Yeah.
I was in there for price. I thought you saw something else. Oh.
No. Yeah. What
do you think? What do you think we're talking about?
You talking about time?
That's what I was like. Yeah,
wait, how long?
Yo, Jamarcus. Yo.
You know the flavor.
Yeah, you know the flavor?
Oh, my God. Fuck y'all, bro. I thought niggas was talking about time. But okay.
It was like a billion minutes?
That sounds like a billion. I'm like, we're talking about price.
Nonstop?
I'm glad to not go first.
Okay, Justin's gonna die sucking dick, bro.
I was like, I live for that.
Perfect way to go. Perfect way to go.
Live by the All D, right. die by the D.
The D.
By the D, die by the D. But you said a billion, Justin?
$1 billion. Yeah, I'd be $1 billion.
I feel terrible for mine. But go, Dom, what's yours?
I was about to say, I feel terrible for mine, too.
Yeah, what's yours? What's yours?
Only take $1 million. Make me a millionaire.
Yo, Chad, y'all gonna hate me, bro.
Oh, bro, Bezos, no.
Man said like 1K.
Oh, no. This man Bezos about to come up here.
Yo, you take... I'll give y'all three guesses. Justin, go first.
Three guesses?
Justin, go first.
10K.
Dom, go first. Go next.
Go first.
Justin got it then.
No.
He didn't.
No.
I'm lowballing just because of your reaction.
Justin, the last guess out of the two of y'all.
What did he say?
100K.
I said 100.
All right, 50.
Guys got closer. It's 75K.
How did you come Bro, to say 75K is the amount?
Look.
Wait, honestly?
Justin, think about it, bro. A motherfucker comes up to you with 75 racks.
Is this...
You wouldn't do it.
Can I write this off in my taxes?
Can I write this off? Yeah.
Or do I just get the cold hard cash?
Ew. Cash. No taxes. No taxes.
I'm about to say...
A billion might have been high. It's just like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. The thing is, I don't know if I would even be capable of doing it.
Okay. I don't know what you.
Like,
it's not that hard.
Okay.
75.
First off, pause. There's some dude's dick hanging in front of your face, and he says, bro, like, I wouldn't, honestly, I don't think I would be able to do it. No matter what
you, want, how much you offer me,
I wouldn't be capable. I don't think I would.
$75,000.
I might accept the offer, and then when it comes to
that can change lives, Dom.
Hey.
$75,000.
Could you really do it?
Using that logic, people hate going to hate me because I'm like, if it's just cash, if it's a briefcase of cash. Shit, why don't you take that? 30K. Somebody come with you at $30,000.
This motherfucker would do for a Toyota Camry, bro. Don't would suck dick for a 2020 Toyota Camry.
Oh my god.
Holy shit.
Bro.
It's for a Kia Soul.
Oh man. Oh,
for a Kia
Sorento. Oh. Oh man, a year's salary, bro. A year's salary at McDonald's, bro. They'll do it for me.
I got a question to my Laker fans.
Yo.
Would you commit the deed if you knew for a fact the Lakers would win the championship this year and no one else knew? No. If it guaranteed it.
No.
This isn't for you. This isn't for you. This is for my real Laker fans. This is for my real Laker fans.
This shit is not that serious, bro.
Listen.
All right, Dom. I mean, you're the vet here. Go ahead,
bro. He said,
bro.
Listen.
I can guarantee you with receipts it will happen and only you know. You said
all I know is if that's all it takes.
If that's all it takes. Someone actually offers it to Dom. Dom would go, That's it?
That's it? Just once?
Say less.
Oh, by week?
One time, no resubscription? Give me that.
That's how you know who your real Lakers fans are.
Dom sucking dick for Woj bombs. Yo, what's wrong with you?
Hey, man. We need the rings out here, bro.
That's my Air Leash said I'm gawking that shit. Yo, what's wrong with you?
Real Laker fan. That's a real Laker fan.
Yo.
I'm full Tiana Trump for PS5. Yo, CNB. Oh, my God.
Is 75K really low, though? I don't think it is.
No. I mean, in terms of, and realistically, like, thinking realistically, no, that's not low. That's a good amount of money. But using that logic, anyone that says yes to 75 will say yes to a lot less if it's all in cash. If you say yes to 75, I don't see you saying no to 30K. If someone came to you with 30K in cash.
30K, I ain't gonna lie.
If someone came to you with 30K in cash, you
said, yeah, I'm like, yo, respect.
He says that.
Yo, respect. You know who I am?
Respect.
That's too low. That's too low.
Do you know who I am?
I know my worth.
Who are you?
I know my worth. Oh, man. Yeah. Niggas are doing it for $500. Oh, man.
I'd just rather not do it.
Cool Bro said 75K is high.
Kubo do it for three blue faces, bro. Stop.
Yeah, see.
What?
If you're gay, this is perfect because you can just pretend you're not and pretend you're disgusted. And then just make back.
If you're gay, you can make a lot of money.
You can be like, ew! 30K?
Oh my god, bro.
Because you'd have less of a problem with it. I feel like, right?
All right.
This motherfucker said, another question. I get to do the thing that I love for a job?
Yeah, right?
Yo, what's wrong with you? All right, Don, what's the question?
All right, so would you do the deed if it meant that you could secure your dream girl, whoever that dream girl is, the girl that you just know for a fact, you'll do anything for it.
Is this assuming that I don't have her yet? I mean, we can make that assumption.
You're talking about Bree Souls right now.
Assuming. that's tough, bro.
Yeah, that's a tough question.
Yo, Justin, go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
Anyways, next topic.
For Bree Souls, for Bree Souls, we'll preference it a little different. But for Justin, if you had to do the deed to secure your dream girl.
Why am I different? Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, Justin has a girlfriend, too.
So your dream girl. I'm sorry, I didn't know. Your dream girl now enters your relationship that you have now. So, like, you know, now your girl. Yeah, so now Bezos got Bree Souls and his dream girl. You got
two Bree Souls?
And your dream girl. Two Bree
Souls. I thought Don was just going to set it up. Let's say someone asked me to do it to have my girl right now. I mean, I don't want two girls. What the fuck?
I'll pay you $2,000 to date your own girlfriend.
If y'all had to do the deed for your dream girl, would you do it?
Nah.
No?
No, I don't need to.
Do I have no shot with her afterwards, or does it just get...
Come here.
Do I have no shot with her afterwards, or does it just guarantee that I will get her?
Like, this is guaranteed that you will get her forever.
If I just can't even, like, flirt with her ever?
No, you can.
Like, you have no shot with her after that. Like, she's not... There's no chance of her being yours.
No chance after.
I'm okay with that.
If you don't do it.
Justin said that a little bit too easily, bro.
No, I'm okay with that. Like, that's cool.
Hey, bro.
There's like hella fish out there.
If it was a situation where I said no and I could still flirt with her and have the same chances I had beforehand, then I would say no. But if not, I don't know. So basically,
Dom's asking you, would you do it to keep your own girl? Yikes.
Yo, Justin.
If Bree Souls
if
Bree Souls is hanging
she watches the pod.
And you had the
next you had topic the to immediately.
Are you saving her life, Bree Souls?
So, best defenders in the league. I was thinking.
Yeah, yo, Draymond's top three, bro. Draymond's top three.
Yeah. Anyways, hard shift.
I feel it.
That's a tough question. Bree's gonna be that's like, you do it for 75K, but not for me.
Oh. 75K? What am I worth to you?
20?
So I'm only worth 30K?
50 cents?
You know what? Honestly, given the precedence of my answers, the right answer is yes,
I would. Yes, that is the right and correct
answer.
Me too. Me as well. I'm locking it in. I don't know who watches this.
Oh, man.
I'm locking it in. Yes, I would suck dick to keep my girl. Yes. All right.
That took a turn.
Anyway.
That took a turn. That went somewhere it wasn't supposed to.
Yeah, my roommate's probably fucking hating me right now. I'm like, yeah, what is this talk about?
We were over here talking about best defenders, and we just ended on I would suck a dick to keep my girl.
Holy shit.
Oh my god.
Yo, what's wrong with us? Holy shit.
We're terrible.
Yo, Don, can you move your cam down? Chad just sees your eyes.
Oh my god, I'm sorry, bro. I broke my little stand thing. I don't know if y'all can see it from my phone.
Oh, yeah.
I had it on this stand. That's how you get some angles.
We got to get my man his stimmy.
Niggas didn't even notice. I don't even think I get a stimmy, bro.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you got
mine hasn't came through yet.
I thought I did too, but when I go to the IRS payment thing, it says either I don't qualify or there's not enough information, which is cap because I did it before and it worked. So that's what I don't qualify.
Yikes.
Jeez. Making too much bank now, bruh.
They don't want to see us winning. Is.
It's crazy.
I'm in a different tax bracket.
Papa
now.
Joe out here. Yeah.
Papa Joe. Speaking of Joe Budden. That's actually one of the topics.
Transition.
Where to list it. Yeah, Joe.
Of course he wanted to fucking talk about
Justin,
it.
Justin doesn't watch JVP. Dom doesn't watch JVP. But essentially, they're two co-hosts.
I know who he
They're Maul. Not their Maul. They're Justin and Dom. They're kind of boycotting Joe Budden right now.
Yikes. Why?
Because, I don't know.
Because he's a dick.
The last 6 weeks, yeah, there's been some on-screen tension with them. And, essentially, I think it obviously like it built up, and then I believe last week Joe asked Rory to take a month off the pod again. I don't have all the facts in front of me. And Maul said, Joe, you don't make all the decisions around here. Like we make
you ain't got all the answers.
Yeah, that's like we make decisions as a team, and then
Joe said no.
And then Maul boycotted with Rory, so now it's just Joe. And like two of their other employees.
So why did he initially ask him though?
Ask him what?
Like to take a month off.
Oh, just because of the beef, you know what I'm saying? Just need some time off type shit. But
paid time off?
He says he's getting a bag.
Assuming, I don't know, but there have been like rumors and suggestions as well that they aren't getting paid by Joe. Like shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Imagine. Imagine.
Yeah.
Well, this isn't the first time we've had the whole Joe's a snake when it comes to that business side either. The whole complex and academics thing, I don't know if people followed that, but Joe didn't look too good in that instance at all.
Can you recap what happened with that too? Because I feel like similar shit happened with this one.
So basically what ended up happening was from academics' point of view, he said basically Complex and Joe ended up falling out because Joe wanted basically more power. Like the same thing that happened with the Spotify thing where it was like Joe wanted a higher percentage and he wanted a piece of the pie and all that shit. Mm-hmm. It was like that with Complex. And academics found out that when he got his deal beforehand, Joe Budden in his meeting was like the money that Well, basically, Joe Ack was in a situation where he was like, I'll take less money to keep Joe if that's what it takes. So Ack is like, I'll give up some of my money to keep Joe. What Joe was saying on the other end is, don't pay Ack at all and just give him his contract, like the deal he had, and the money they're giving Ack. Give him both. And give him a percentage in the complex. Yeah, weird shit. And a bunch of shit like that, and end up falling out, and then he ended up doing his own thing with his own podcast.
And I feel like Joe has gotten this reputation of obviously going against the curve and all that shit, but the last three instances, whether that be with Complex, like you just said, them not accepting the Spotify deal because they felt as if they were undervalued. And the shit going on right now, it just seems like Joe is overvaluing his worth.
You think?
It has to be at this point. That as well, yeah. I mean, that kind of goes hand in hand. Like, he thinks he's worth way more than... I mean, I think he can make a case, honestly.
But we'll see.
We'll see. That's a podcast that a lot of people in our circle, me, Wordu, I know Lo keeps up with them a little bit. Click keeps up with them a little bit. Decent amount of people in our inner circle, like, stay in tune with the Joe Budden podcast. But
Joe Budden.
It's definitely interesting. And honestly, their move to do a Patreon was a big inspiration for why we did as well. So let's not do everything the JVP does.
Let's not do everything Joe Budden does.
Yeah, because...
Only select.
Also, apparently...
he had a bad track record.
On their Patreon, they promised people 2 episodes a month for the second tier. And I believe I need to read into it again, but they haven't been delivering on that, which is kind of a big deal in itself.
It's a thing to do.
Since they're paying. There's also, they have 2 other podcasts on their network, and some shit went on with that as well. Joe's just not having a good time right now as as the face of a network
the with fallen his name hero.
On it. Because the name of the network isn't something generic. It's the Joe Budden Network. So when you put your name on that shit, then yeah, you're gonna get a lot of the flack, bro. You're gonna get a lot of the flack and a lot of the credit as well. And he's had the experience to deal with it at least, but nothing new, scam honestly. Button. Honestly, nothing new. Nothing new with them. Or yeah. With Joe.
He's always been a little off. I've never been big into him. I always thought he was like, there's something weird about him.
Yeah, I always thought he was a dick.
Yeah.
Personally.
Honestly, he really, like, when I first started watching him on Complex, he was. But as I've watched the Joe Budden podcast specifically, he hasn't been that aggressive as he comes off on Complex and the highlights. Like, he's a very, again, at least on the pods that I listen to, he just seems like a chill dude that's, like, in his late 30s, 40s type shit. Just trying to talk about music and shit, business and shit. But, you know.
Bro, do you see the comment on fucking, what the fuck does, yeah.
What?
What is it? Someone just gave you a whole fucking NBA analysis, bro.
As an honest B-Souls fan, B-Souls has never carried a team to the playoffs, has never been an all-star caliber player, has always wore a beanie or a hat to every single stream or YouTube video, has always stuttered in between 2 to 4 statements.
Relax!
B-Souls is a very consistent player overall. I mean, hey.
See how he ends it?
Is that the only compliment you have for my man?
I show up to work. What? I show up to work.
He shows up every day. On time.
B-Souls could easily carry a team to the playoffs.
I think it's just a comparison.
He's doing it now.
Honestly, I think it's just a comparison of, like, everyone else that I'm compared to. Because, like, I'm beyond, like, if I'm being compared to, like, Lo.
Stop. Please stop the cat.
Click, right. Rusty, all of them. I'm just going to be completely honest because I can admit it. Like, they've been killing the YouTube game and all that shit.
The being your hat part is true. Yeah.
Yeah, that... But I'm just being honest. Like, they're killing the content creation game more than me. I've been more behind the scenes on playback.
It's not about who's better. He's talking about who can carry a team to the playoffs, though. That's completely different.
Okay.
Think about it.
It's fine, man. Sometimes it takes somebody to open the door. You open the door for a lot of those guys, though. A lot of people killing the game pay homage to you. Remember that.
Don't take no shit from this man, Arb Frosty. He's not about
this dude right here. Cardiac said Joe Budden.
Justin got super offended immediately.
Yeah, I got you. I was going to say my fellow Celtics fan, but...
He said my fellow club. Yeah, he's not that no more.
Hey, man. Big 17 over here. shit.
Zero respect.
It is
Zero
what respect. It is, bro. I mean, again, I'm critical of myself. Yeah,
when it comes down to it.
I'm more critical of myself than everyone else in this fucking chat. So, it's, I mean... It's all good. We honestly haven't talked about the trade deadline. Yeah. We haven't talked about the trade deadline. It's tomorrow.
No one's been traded, that's why.
Yeah, not really much to talk about.
Honestly, all of these social media platforms, I get it. It's a business. It's a living for a lot of us. They've just been gassing the fuck out of this trade deadline. Fine. For no reason. I ain't gonna lie. For no reason.
They don't know shit. They don't know shit.
It's not even that. I just don't think it's as impactful as people make it seem. I mean, we've had trade deadlines where Paul George has gotten... Was that a trade deadline? Mm-hmm. I'm just saying we've seen way more hectic trade deadlines and shit. I might be wrong 24 hours from now. But if the main names are fucking DeMar DeRozan, Aaron Gordon, possibly Marcus Smart, hey. Andre Drummond...
Kyle Lowry's a good player. Decent.
Again, if that is the highlight. I mean, not Paul George,
but these are some good players, you know?
It's boring.
I mean, a nigga just called me Draymond. What?
Compared to
compared to
the offseason trades, it's nothing.
Yeah. I feel like offseason of 2018 and 2019, so much shifts happened in the NBA. Even this offseason. I would say so, but more so in those 2 years, there were so many acquisitions that were like 2-3 year contracts. Yeah. Some might even say 4 to 5 years. That right now, it's just everyone's kind of locked down. They're in not good situations, but they're in hard to get out of situations, or they're actually in good situations. But yeah, Don, what you mad about, bro?
I was reading it, and motherfucker said Justin is Klay Thompson, and Dom is. Well, we all know who Dom is. I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? Am I Draymond? Is that... And he's calling me Draymond now?
Good defense. Oh,
what's going on?
Good defense. Good
defense. Fuck out of here.
Whoa.
I am... I don't know who the fuck I am. I'm JaVale at this point. But...
Nah, Dom can create his own shot, bro. Stop playing. Stop playing.
Clay. Why do I have to be Clay? Because I'm white?
Yo, what? What the fuck?
I don't want to be Clay. He's like the Duncan Robinson. I hate Duncan Robinson.
Oh my god.
Come on, give me a different player.
I swear to god, there was another pod where we compared Justin to Duncan Robinson.
Right? And he hated that too. Why am I always the white 3-point shooter? Am I Kevin Love? Like Kyle Korver, what's next?
Low key?
Yo,
all the players you name.
Yo, you're DeMontis.
It's all in the hair.
DeMontis Monty Eunice. Oh.
Anyways.
I forgot right. about Monty Eunice.
If I'm going to be a white 3-point shooter, might as well be the best. I guess I'll be Clay.
Steve Kerr? Crazy. Anyways.
Anyways, you really don't think Clay's white?
Do you really think Clay's white?
Thompson?
Clay Thompson. No, Henderson. No, Clay Henderson.
Clay Thompson. Oh my God.
Am I crazy? God. He's not white?
He's not white, bro.
No, at least not fully.
No, I'm talking about like the color of his skin, though.
Oh my God. We're getting into
He's light skin.
Oh my God. That's the same color skin I have.
I can't even see it.
Exactly, because it was so white.
No, your phone is bright as shit. Bro, he's not white, bro. If he's standing next to a white player, he's darker. He is definitely tan.
But look at... I'm white next to me.
Okay. I've had these debates as well. Dom, is Jason Kidd black or white?
Technically, I guess niggas are saying Jason Kidd's black. I didn't know that growing up as a child. I thought the nigga was white. But he's darker what? Than Clay, right? But he's darker than Clay. I mean, he's lighter than Clay.
Doesn't that help the argument that Clay is white?
Clay's white, yeah.
No. He's lighter than Clay.
You just said he's darker.
Clay's darker than him. No, I misspoke. Clay's darker than him, though. Yeah, it was a misspeak. Clay's darker than him.
No, he's not,
and
dude.
It's the hate. Yes, he is.
Yo, stop lying. Clay is not darker.
Bro, prime Jason Kidd. That nigga was out there looking like Steve Nash's cousin. Stop. He was white. He looked Irish. I didn't know. I couldn't even tell until I seen a nigga with hair. I was like, yo, what?
He said it looked like the leprechaun from Lucky Charms.
Bro, you're telling me Nets Jason Kidd wasn't white? Get the fuck out of here. That nigga with that bean ass Megamind head.
Listen.
And I agree. But Clay, I'm just saying it's not blasphemous to call him white. That's all I'm saying.
Is Kevin Love white?
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Skin color I'm talking about. Not heritage or nothing. He's white. His skin's white.
I thought you said heritage.
Heritage.
I would say Kevin DNA. Love. Kevin
I'm
Love
talking about
his
skin.
Yes.
All right. Perfect. Tell me they're not the same color. Tell me they're not.
They're not the same color. They're not the
same. Yo, Dom, stop.
You're lying. Chat, if you say they're not the same color,
Chat,
you're lying.
Does he make a
they're
point?
Not the same color, bro.
Does he
look
make
at their arms,
a point?
Bro. Look at their arms. Look at their arms, bro. It's all in the forearms.
Cardiac set is it more so has to do with the texture of their hair. Is that a valid point?
He's darker. I'm not even lying. He's darker in this picture. Kevin Love's darker.
He's more red. Stop. But
he's been sweating. It's a tough game. Best defender in the league, after all. Clay Thompson.
You're saying the texture? I mean, yeah. Look at the texture of what you call his hair. Jason Kidd's hair when he had hair in college.
You just
he so he's because right?
His hair's curly. He's black.
But yeah, Jason Kidd is black, but I wouldn't have known because he's like pale as goddamn hell. Like what? He's still probably
last picture.
I can't even see it. It's not even on camera.
Bro, he looked like his name is Aaron.
I ain't gonna lie. He looks like a fucking side character in Jersey Shore in that picture. Yeah, he's white, bro. All right. You got it.
Anyways.
Steph Curry?
The white 3-point shooter, Klay Thompson. I'll accept the role. That's all.
Even though he's not white, but we're giving it to you.
Anyways.
Mr. Gabe said Jason Kidd's dad is black. What the fuck? I don't know if that's a rebuttal to the Klay thing, though. But... Clay's also half black, half white.
Yeah, Clay's dad.
Is he
black,
even half?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Full half? He might be a quarter. Maybe.
Full half? No, his dad is
bro.
Black.
His dad's half?
Michael Thompson is fully black, yes.
Or Ireland, or whoever he is. I don't know. Yeah. Is it black? It's something.
My dad has green eyes, but mine are blue, so.
What does that have? Okay, Justin.
What does that mean?
What does that have to do with anything?
The color.
What about Drake? What about Drake?
Oh, Drake's barely light skin. I'll give it to him.
He's barely light skin.
I'll let it slide. He's darker than Clay.
All right. Well, okay.
He is. Okay. It's noticeable. It's not noticeable.
Let's stop going down this hill. I'm pressing. The
Anyways,
I'm pressing.
We're just talking about the color. Just the color. Exclusive.
I'm pressing the brakes. But yeah, trade deadline.
Next topic.
Nothing really going on, right? Like LaMarcus Aldridge.
Nothing.
Yeah, there's not really much
DeMar
going on.
DeMar DeRozan.
Who signed LaMarcus Aldridge?
No.
Oh, nobody? Okay, cool.
Like even if trades go down, I don't see any of these moves moving the needle enough. Like it'd be improvements. Like let's say a trade a lot of people have been bringing up is like Aaron Gordon to the Blazers. I would say yes, that would make them better, but like grand scheme, it doesn't really.
It's got honestly, I feel like it's got to go to the. If a big player goes to the Lakers, if Kyle Lowry went to the Lakers,
my Lakers,
would that be important? Like, you know, whoever's does. I guess anyone can claim them now. So sure, yours.
To the Lakers specifically. Yes.
Yeah.
Kyle Lowry might
be.
Exactly. So Kyle Lowry, DeMar DeRozan. Those are two players that, depending on what team they go to, that might make a really big difference. But again, if the if the biggest names are Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan, two players that are in their 30s, mid-30s with Kyle Lowry, and that's the biggest. I'm just not too high on this. Trade deadline. That's all. I feel like it's a lot of
too
money
high. If I'm at a team,
it's
got to
be a win.
But...
It's got to be a win now team.
Yeah. Any win now team, they help tremendously.
Yeah. If it's gonna be a lot of oh shit, and Blake
really
Griffin's on the Nets when Blake Griffin's fucking ass. I mean, I don't care.
Yeah. If we can get hype about Blake Griffin, we can get hype about Kyle Lowry. Fuck, bro. We can get hype about Marcus Smart. Who cares?
But I don't think, again, my argument is I don't think that makes it a good trade deadline. I just think people are looking for something to get hype about. Like, let's go. Right. Woo, something happened.
When are we not looking for something to get hype about?
That's a good point.
We do nothing but wait to overreact.
And we enjoy it every time. So what's the problem?
Content.
Free content.
This dude right here. Do y'all have any more topics? That's the list.
I do.
No, not really.
Go ahead. What's up?
I know y'all aren't big into football, but
Dominus.
This is bigger than football. Deshaun Watson now facing 14 sexual misconduct lawsuits. Latest accuser calls Texan QB a serial predator. Are there any thoughts?
14 of them.
14 sexual misconduct lawsuits. Like within the last few weeks, just came out.
All I gotta say is there's one or two things going on. Either the Texans knew about this and knew he was a piece of shit and hid this until he wanted to leave. And now they're letting this shit kind of rise to the surface. Or the Texans are setting them up because the timing of this is fucking crazy. And these stories are
crazy as fuck. The most recent incident was, I believe, either late February or early March. So, like, within a month of right now is when it happened.
So you're telling me he already had 12 of these allegations?
14.
No, but before the last two months.
No. These were all in the last few weeks. They all just came up.
But the latest one.
But the latest one was within a month.
I was about to say it'd be wild if this dude was in court for like 10 of these bitches. This motherfucker just said, "All right, let me keep going." Like, yo, you're a dumbass. Yeah. You're a fucking dumbass. But Jesus. 14 is a lot, bro.
14 is a lot. I'm trying to think of, you know who Deshaun Watson is, right?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of basketball.
QB the Rams, teams. Right?
Anyways.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I'm kidding. Okay.
I'd say like, who would you say? I'm trying to think of an NBA equivalent. I'm trying to.
I mean, Kobe was
like Giannis.
Oh, you're talking about.
If Giannis came out with 14 allegations, like that's how big he is. He's maybe not that big. He was never MVP, right?
Paul George?
But he's big. He's been top five QB in the league for a few years now. So it's a big name and there hasn't been much coverage is what I've noticed as well. Mm. You noticed the something like the, what was his fucking name? Anti-Semitic.
It's like a Devin Booker.
Cool, bro. Jay Bird said Bradley Beal is a good comparison. How good of a comparison is that?
I wouldn't say Bradley Beal. I would say Devin Booker because of age, because Deshaun Watson's still young.
I see Bradley Beal because the team's absolute dog shit, but he's good. Yeah, so that makes sense. But yeah, I like Booker. Anyways,
The Suns were dog shit. I mean, at one point, the Texans weren't.
Yeah, the Suns are dog shit. Yeah. So I see what you're saying. Well, they were.
Real quick, shout out to KD Diner. But
okay, you can even say Luka. Actually, Luka's a great one. He's young.
It'd be terrible. Obviously.
He's on the chopping block.
If all of this shit is true, yes, it is terrible. I mean, I don't know what you want
me
to say.
But you gotta go through a fair trial.
Not even like what do you think about that? It's have you heard about this? Either of you?
I've heard it here and there, but it's not like major coverage type shit. Like
it's
not
crazy. I haven't seen if my roommate wasn't like a diehard Texans fan, I would not have known about this, which is crazy because there's like way smaller things that get like huge attention and then like stuff like this that just goes right under the radar. It's crazy what they like pick and choose to cover.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Don't you
that's
think?
That's true. No, that's completely that's fair. That's completely fair.
Yeah.
A lot of these corporations, NBA, NFL, they control these fucking media outlets. Like even on a smaller scale, like I've told y'all as well, like with NBA playmakers, they've tried to censor creators like fucking SDC, and he's publicly said that. So if they're willing to go lengths to censor creators of that caliber, then what do you think they're gonna try to do with the stars of their league? You know,
it's crazy. The future of the league, basically.
Yeah, the future of the league at that. So I mean, it's predictable from the NFL and everything going on. Yikes. They haven't had the greatest, you know, public year already from 2020.
Yeah.
So. Tough.
Facts.
You just hate to say
very tough.
Cardiac said he's in Texas, and it's all over the news for him. So, again,
yeah,
it might just be.
It might just be,
you know.
Deshaun Watson is the only thing Texas has right now.
Oh, wow.
They've lost a lot. Sorry, not Texas. Houston.
I'm about to say.
What thing about it? They've lost James Harden, Russell Westbrook.
They've lost their pride and dignity as well.
J.J. Watt, who just went to the Cardinals.
With A.J. Brown, which is fucking insane.
What's his name?
A.J. Green. I say A.J. Brown. Jesus. A.J. Green.
A.J. No, that's not even who I'm thinking. The receiver.
DeAndre Hopkins.
Hopkins. They lost
Martellus Bennett. Jesus.
They're just about to lose Oladipo.
I'm just naming random ass
fucking. In fact, he's just naming the random.
They just lost. I know you guys aren't big into baseball, but they just lost a few star players on their on the Astros too. So yeah, it's not looking good for them.
Were they on the cheating team?
Yeah, they were all on the cheating team.
Oh no, they lost.
Well, besides Brantley. Oh, no. Besides Brantley. Brantley came after.
Oh boo, cheaters are gone.
cheaters
in baseball.
You know what else
the
is
Lakers
crazy?
Would never.
This is some inside scoop never. On some other sports I know y'all don't know about. The MLB is cracking down on
crack
foreign substances on the baseballs, like on their fingers.
I thought they were
No, they're like cracking down. Like
they're
like
still
standards.
Doing it.
They weren't cracking
down before.
I'm about to say people still do it.
They're checking the spin rate, like the spins per second of pitchers to see who has the highest spin rate, and then checking their balls. Pause.
What kind of yo?
It's
I'm gonna hit up Eli.
I'm cool with no cheating. But they literally allow cheating. Like, they literally just let the biggest cheating scandal off. Like, they just let them off. And now they're cracking down, like, you put pine tar on the ball. Like, the inconsistencies irks me. So shout out NBA for not being that.
So they just came off one of the biggest cheating scandals and is trying to crack down
on
cheating?
Of sports in the last few years, yeah.
And they're trying to crack down on cheating. I don't – what's the –
Dumb, on
am
different
I,
cheating
I
that's
missing,
so far less relevant.
That, no, I see what you're doing,
thing?
But for
is
the sake of Justin,
thing,
I'm not going to feed into it.
Wait, what's up?
Wait,
no,
hold on. Let me bring it down.
No, wait, but Bezos. Bezos, hold on before you break it down. What Justin is saying is they just let go. They literally let the biggest cheating scandal go. Like, the niggas cheated to win the World Series, and they basically didn't do shit about it. And now they're deciding now to, we're going to check the spin rates of your balls, sir. And now we're going to check
the It's like this.
Now.
Think about this.
That's weird.
So there was a big cocaine bust, right? A huge cocaine bust, and they let everyone go. But now they're going to be checking the search engines of everyone who might be smoking weed. It's like,
so
really?
Literally
that's
nothing
on?
Happened to the Astros, like nothing at all. Because I know with the Red Sox and
no,
they're cheating.
The
like,
players, a bunch of the coaches got lightly punished, but the players, I think they just got like a small fine. I don't think any of them got suspended or anything.
Okay, let me break it down. The MLB just came off one of their biggest cheating scandals, and they're trying to crack down on cheating.
On a, no, a completely separate type of cheating.
It is still cheating.
Bezos.
What the fuck do you want him to do? Oh, let's just let it go.
Think about it like, okay. It's a different type of cheating you might not understand. It's like substances on the ball. Think of it like if the NBA tried to crack down on carries and they started calling LeBron on like every little carry he did. You know, it's technically cheating, but like it's kind of part of the game at this point. It's like that.
Pine tar is a part of baseball.
A lot of pitchers use tar on their fingers. A lot. A good amount, and it's known. Like, people know. You can see it on their hats. You can see it on their necks. And it's technically illegal, but most players don't care.
That's interesting. Okay. I redact
but
my
what
statements.
The Astros were doing is, like, seriously, like, bad mojo, like, super not cool with any of the players, and they just kind of let it go. Which is why I kind of feel like, as a fan of the league, it's kind of like cheating your fans, which It's tough.
Just don't watch baseball.
I guess sounds I can't like be too mad.
Sounds like an easy solution to me, Dom.
What's up?
Yeah, I'm about to say I don't watch baseball, so I can't.
Yeah, exactly.
Just stop watching baseball. You're not losing on
MLB for not being trash like that.
I watch Japanese baseball, bro.
I actually watched Korean baseball all summer because it was Korean baseball was the first sport back after COVID, and I had the night shift, so I'd come home at 4 a.m., 5 a.m., just watch Korean baseball on Twitch.
I remember that. I remember you would tell me about that. That shit was wild.
Yeah, anything for sports. It's like an addiction.
True. Yeah. All right, well, we can close this one off relatively early. We're still planning out more, April, you know what I'm saying? We got some business things to talk about. Last question, Air Liege asks, would you drop basketball to watch volleyball for the rest of your life for $400,000?
No. Oh.
That is not enough money to watch our ass jiggle. Sorry.
Men's or women's volleyball?
Either.
Wow.
You can watch men and women.
No. Wait, how much?
Yeah, no. $400,000.
Me specifically, I can make money off of basketball. So I'm not taking a one-time payment of $400,000 for a next 4 or 5 years of a career type shit. And how that can lead. So my answer is no. Justin.
I mean, there's other sports.
This dude
right here. I mean, to be fair, when Justin came on this pod, he wasn't like a basketball savant or anything.
Yeah.
Still isn't. Mm-hmm. But, you know.
I'll sleep on it.
Dom, not enough?
Hell no, not nearly enough.
Respect.
$400,000 is very nearly enough for me.
Not for me.
But $75,000 for sucking dick, though.
Hey, on the other
hand,
that's different.
All right, anyways, let's close off the pod, guys. Let's close off the pod. A good pod, funny moments, shout-out chat. Justin, say goodbye to the chat.
GG's chat. See y'all this weekend. Been great.
Laker brother Dom. Say goodbye to the chat, bro.
Yo, this dude Bezos is a massive like his troll levels have just went up and
that's
up.
That's what I'm saying. I've been getting better at the troll shit, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
He's been getting better at his troll battle.
I'm hanging
yo,
up with Omar some
deuces more. Chat, episode 56. We out this bitch.
Peace out, chat. Laker fan souls out, man. Peace.
Lakers are six.
Facts.